Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Shewachong. Our text for reflection is Galatians 5, the verses 16 to 24. And my theme is walking in the Spirit, the struggle and triumph over flesh. In Galatians 5:16 to 24, Paul presents a dichotomy between the desires of the flesh and the fruit of the Spirit. The passage highlights an internal struggle faced by all believers, the battle between our earthly desires and the call to live in the Spirit. On the one hand, the acts of the flesh enumerated by Paul are not merely a list of wrongdoings, but represent the tendencies of our human nature when it is left unchecked and not guided by the Spirit. On the other hand, the fruit of the Spirit is the manifestation of a life surrendered to God, where love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control become evident. My dear friends, the call to live by the Spirit is not a passive suggestion, but an active decision we must make daily if we want to make progress in our Christian lives. This involves both renouncing the desires of the flesh and actively pursuing the virtues of the Spirit. Crucifying the fleshly desires is a metaphorical representation of denying oneself, taking up one's cross daily, and following Christ. So how do we escape from the acts of the flesh and pursue the virtues of the Spirit for our own good? I have at least four quick suggestions. The first, desire spiritual living. Verse 16 encourages us to live by the Spirit. This means consistently seeking spiritual growth and actively striving to align our lives with the teachings and guidance of the Holy Spirit. Secondly, recognize the battle. Verses 17 to 18 teaches that the flesh and the Spirit are in opposition, each one fighting to be paramount over our personalities. If we recognize this ongoing battle, we would be more vigilant and prepared. Thirdly, avoid works of the flesh. Verse 19 to 21 details the works of the flesh, which include immorality, impurity, idolatry, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, and others. We should be aware of these and strive to avoid them in our daily lives. And then fourthly and finally, cultivate the fruit of the Spirit. Verse 22 to 23 describes the fruit of the Spirit, which includes love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. By actively seeking to cultivate these attributes, we will reflect a life led by the Spirit. I tell you, friends, Paul's message is crystal clear. Living in the Spirit produces a life that is radically different from one that yields to the desires of the flesh. And in this transformation, we not only find personal growth and intimacy with God, but also bear witness to the world of the transformative power of the gospel in our lives. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the gift of your Spirit that guides, empowers, and transforms us. We acknowledge the daily battle within us between the desires of the flesh and the call to walk in the Spirit. Strengthen us, Lord, to deny those tendencies that pull us away from you. Fill us afresh with your Spirit, that we might bear fruit that glorifies you. May our lives be a testament to your transforming power, and may we continually seek to walk in your ways, reflecting your love and grace to the world around us. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us now and evermore. Amen.